Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence New. I'm John Ryan, your host. My co-host today has been Otto Loos.
And we're all sitting here with a cell phone talking to each other.
Exactly. Well, no, we're trying to find open therapists because this is the last live voice of Christina Liu for
almost
a
month. Yes, you can call 311 and be connected to a social worker.
That's true. That's true. Anybody want to call 311?
I'm still a Project Independence. You can still call.
Just give them, tell them you have KW.
There you go.
Christina withdrawal.
Yes, we'll do a Project Independence support group for it. I think we could arrange it. But, you know, on a serious note, we were just talking during the break about different things that, you know, scams that we've encountered. And I said all of us, you know, have had some kind of thing. And a majority of us in the room received one, a text message from, you know, a random number saying it was HSBC Bank. And it was alert, unauthorized activity recognized, debit card restricted. In order to remove restriction, dial this random number and confirm your personal details.
Right.
You know, and I obviously, I don't have that bank, so I was like, this is...
Me either. And I got the same one.
So did I, and so did Danielle. You know, Danielle started this conversation.
And then John was saying, you know, that he, you know, they're banking on whoever, you know, if it's 20 people that have that bank and call, you know, they just put it out there. Which I think it's amazing that somehow all of us, which is kind of scary, you know, received this same text message.
Where'd they get the list?
Get the radio station.
I think we might have just cracked a case, Sean. But no, it's definitely, you know, like I said, it's very easy to get these things. So just be wary and call 311 if you want us to announce anything or have any stories for us to share. On a happier, positive note, we've been doing the town through the Veterans Advisory Committee has been collecting tons and tons of material for the Northport VA Medical Center, and they just dropped it off, and it was dozens and dozens of boxes. I'm always anxious to hear what the final count was, because I know at our building at Clint G. Martin Park, it just kept filling up and filling up, and it was really, you know, a wonderful thing to see, because like I said, it's, you know, this is the time of the year that I think people give. I mean, I wish it was all year round, but certainly, you know, anything helps, and, you know, like I said, you know, me and John was talking about, like, you know, you're in the store, you see soap on sale, you buy one, you know, and get another one. It's just, you know, it goes a long way, and you might not necessarily think about that. So if you have anything, you can just, you know, always call 311, even though the donation's done, but we could always bring it there. So,
right, donations are done, but the town would always take any item, and, you know, it'll go out another time.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's, I just think it's really great. It's another thing that came out of that Veterans Advisory Committee. And I also want to remind people that, you know, through Project Independence, we have a veterans social caseworker, Gail Sellis, who's actually one of our Project Independence caseworkers, but she will be offering, you know, assistance to veterans of any age, which I think is definitely something important to note. I don't know if everyone knows that. You know, it's not just seniors, it's all veterans. And she's really been working on gathering material on it. And there's just a lot out there that you might not know that you qualify for, your spouse qualifies for. And what I think is the best part is that, you know, sometimes you fill out something and it just gets lost.
Right.
So, you know, this is a follow-up, and it's a person to sit there and, you know, just call and do all these things.
A quick question on Gail. Town resident, the adult children can go to Gail? Questions
Absolutely.
About mother or father who happen to be a
Absolutely.
Best?
Absolutely. Okay. You know, anybody can call, you know, 311. You can be the caregiver, the spouse, anyone. And
okay.
And she will definitely be able to assist in that. So that's just calling 311. And that's one thing you can do is just call 311, and you can get all this great information. Also, at Clark Botanic Garden, from December 12th to 23rd, the Bethpage Federal Credit Union is sponsoring the town's Winter Wonderland. And it's going to be, it's just really, I mean, the Clark Botanic Garden is a beautiful facility in general, and it's just nice around the holidays. They'll have a holiday train show, holiday lights in the garden. And this Saturday, tomorrow, between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., there will be a special readings of the Polar Express by the supervisor and different town officials. And there'll be arts and crafts and hot chocolate. So it's definitely something nice to do with the whole family, I think, especially bringing your grandkids to if you have little ones. It should be a fun little event. So definitely check that out if you're around. And we also want to remind residents that if you want to recycle your Christmas tree, you could leave it curbside, and that will be on normal yard waste collection days for the first 2 weeks of January. I think it's important because I know even in my own house, it's like, well, you know, how long do we have to, like, that we could put this tree out? Mm-hmm. So that's the first 2 weeks of January you have to do that. But obviously all the decorations need to be removed and all the lights and ornaments and so on. And just on topic of trees, we wanted to remind people that some holiday fire safety tips. You know, it's actually, and I heard a couple on the news as well, is, you know, you don't really think about it because you're just thinking, okay, it's a Christmas tree. But there's certain tips that our emergency management department has put out there. And it's make sure that all artificial trees are flame resistant. Keep natural trees well watered. Dried trees are fire hazards, which, you know, it actually makes sense when you think about it. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these things are common sense, but you get kind of caught up in the holiday season. Avoid placing lit candles near the tree. Remove malfunctioning holiday lights from your tree and keep it away from the heat source, which is definitely, you know, because you think about that, the pine needles falling in it. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. We want everyone to be safe.
It doesn't take very long for a tree to burn up.
Yeah, you know, and I have to, you know, I always laugh at my husband because he's, you know, Mr. Safety at all time. And, you know, but it's true. You know, we leave, you know, as soon as we leave the house, like, those lights go off. We don't, like, leave it on if we're not there. And it's easy to... You know, that happened. I mean, I see sometimes, you know, for a tree to get dry, it makes sense when you actually start thinking about all these things. So it's just, we just encourage everyone to be safe and just, you know, and keep your tree watered, right?
In my youth, it used to be a sport. When people threw the trees out in front of the house, you'd take them and put them in the street and light them up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was a very popular... Yeah.
That was tradition.
Form of entertainment, let's put it that way. But it's really stupid because those trees go up in like no time flat.
It's true.
You know? It's split seconds and that tree is...
Oh, yeah. No, it's dry, dry wood. And it's thin wood, so of course.
But we did do a lot of stupid things back in those days.
See, and then there's new stupid things that go on now. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's different generational things.
Yep. Stupid.
And, you know, coming up in the new year, obviously there's going to be tons of Project Independence new programming, but we also want to encourage people to attend. We have a lot of groups that will be starting back up in January. We have the Blankets of Love group that, you know, goes on all throughout the year. It's for all those people who can crochet and knit. They create these beautiful blankets and donate it to a different cause. So if you're interested in that, that's Tuesdays, January 5th, 12th, and 19th at Clinton G. Martin Park. We also have senior talk groups. That's on Thursdays from January 7th and January 21st. That's at the Roslyn Community Center. You know, we just really want to encourage people. You know, it's very hard. The winter's coming. Mm-hmm. It's a time that a lot of people don't get out, you know, and if the weather's very bad, we encourage people not to get out.
Right.
You know, so it's this fine line of, you know, what do I do? But, you know, if the weather, it remains good, I definitely think, you know, people should try and get out there because, like I said, it's very hard in the winter. You know, a lot of people get in their little funks and the winter blues. So Project Independence tries to offer all these things to kind of encourage socialization.
And actually, during the winter months, it's the most important time to use the transportation.
Absolutely.
Don't try to do this on your own. Why even drive? If you can drive, why should you?
Absolutely.
Because you slip. Let the car pick you up.
And that's good to know. You know, Project, just on a little sidebar, Project Independence, you know, continues to offer, you know, free shopping transportation to a bunch of different centers and then medical transportation, too. And what I always think about is great about the medical transportation is, you know, a lot of people, you know, still drive, but like you said, if weather is bad or if you're, you know, if you're having your eyes, you know, something with your eyes and you can't drive, you know, it's something great. Or if you just don't want to park in these crazy doctor's building. I mean, I know for even for myself, it's like trying to find a parking spot in these things is...
Can you parallel park?
I can parallel park. I tend to not parallel park. I mean, I have.
You go around the block a few times?
Yes. I just want to like forfeit my car and just like get out. Like, I've given up.
A lot of younger generation people can't parallel park.
Well, I remember my dad was like drilling it into me. I don't really parallel park very often. I mean, I don't know how often
when
I pull
it out.
When I'm in Great Neck, I tend to have to parallel park or when I do I'd park.
Right.
But, you know, definitely call 311. And, you know, for all their transportation, we have Shari Baton, who I'll give a little shout out to, who does, like, wonderful work at Project Independence. She's our senior mobility manager, and she will help you. Even if we don't directly, she will find ways or different agencies out there that provide transportation and the cheapest way possible. So we always say she's, like, our Project Independence travel agent. because she'll really help you do that.
You know, I'm just thinking you could make a New Year's resolution for 2016 to enhance your parallel parking skills.
There we go. I like right? it. There we go. There we go. Otto will be teaching that class. But
because you're not getting any younger.
No.
That's true.
Yeah, right.
I'm very lucky that I don't tend to not drive very often. It's usually my husband that is the driver, so I'm actually lucked out in that way.
Actually, we're done. Again.
Again.
Believe it or not. I want to give a moment to say a happy holiday from everybody, from Supervisor Bosworth,
yes,
and the entire board of the town of North
and
Hempstead.
And a big thank you. They said, please, you know, thank everyone that tunes in and participates with Project Independence.
And everybody to Project Independence also extends that. Kimberly Galante all the way down to everybody there, but because it's time of year for that. So have a safe, wonderful vacation or holiday, everybody. You've been listening to
Happy New Year.
Senior Talk Radio, 88.1 FM.
We'll be back in 2016.
Yeah. WCWP.org. We'll be back.